And away we go. Here we are back on this Monday morning, kind of a dreary Monday morning, September 23rd, 2019, 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into WWGH Radio, and we have got a lot of topics on the table today that we're talking about. We're talking about the old L&K restaurants. Does anybody have any memories of the old L&K's? Did anybody ever run into the owners of the L&K restaurants, or does anybody recall any other locations than the locations that were on Center Street and the one that was out here on Delaware Avenue, where the car lot is now, Honda? Or what would you eat when you went into the L&K? Is there anybody out there who might have worked in the L&K restaurants, and what finally led to the demise of L&K? I think these are interesting stories to hear through time, because for some reason, I think there is a book somewhere that somebody has written on L&K, but that's a really interesting story. It's kind of like the story of the Isley family, in a way. Which, by the way, I was looking at a Klondike bar yesterday. I'm trying to remember where I saw those. But, you know, it did not say Isley on the Klondike bar anymore. It just said Klondike. Now, maybe there are Klondike bars that still have the Isley symbol on them, but the ones that I saw yesterday did not have the Isley symbol on them, and I'm not sure what that was all about. But we can talk about that, too. There was a lot of great stories last week about the Isley family. Also talking about remembrances of the blizzard of 1978. That's still out there on the table. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears.
Yes, Martha, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
L&K was Ludwig and Kirby.
Ludwig and Kirby.
And they were restaurant was right beside the Bay Bank South.
So
Joe and I went there all the time. Their food was wonderful.
So you spent a lot of time at the L&K restaurants.
Yes, I did.
Now, did you know Ludwig and Kirby, Martha?
Well, yes. I spoke to them when I went in.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So were they very busy back in those days?
Yes.
Well,
I want to tell you about Dick Schroeder and Dorothy Cooper Brown. Both worked at the Isley.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh.
And I love Sutton and Leitner and J.C. Penney and Ewers and Carol Jewelry. May's Jewelry, Lord's Jewelry, Carol's Jewelry. I bought jewelry all the time.
Now,
my husband bought me diamonds, 2.5 carat, 3 carat tester, a diamond watch. Joe treated me wonderful, Scott.
Well, that's a wonderful story to hear, Martha. Now, Martha, what kind of things were in Euler's that you could buy?
What?
What kind of things were in Euler's that you could buy?
Oh, clothes, and on the balcony, John Walker had a jewelry store.
Oh.
It was on the northwest corner of Prospect and Center.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, Martha, I thank you for calling in and sharing your memories.
Well, I love listening to WGH.
Well,
I have to wake up to you every day, Scott.
Well, thank you, Martha. We appreciate it. You stay well.
Next time you come and see Grandpa, stop in and talk to me, will you?
I will do that this afternoon. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye, Martha. The one and only Queen of Dance in Marion, Martha Doust-Manasi. Now, there is a lady who has done so much in the area. I mean, does anybody remember the Mike Rollins dances that Martha put on for so many years? And I think that's such an interesting story because Martha really did not have a connection with the Rollins family until Mrs. Rollins called up Martha, because Martha was a very well-known person in the community, and said, Martha, could you raise money for leukemia? My son has leukemia, Mike Rollins. And Martha did this for a long, long time, and she raised a lot of money with these dances. I know they were even broadcast on the radio at one point. And there's a plaque down at Children's Hospital in Columbus in honor of the Martha Dowse Dance Club and all the money that they raised for leukemia research. There will never be another lady like Martha Dowse in this community who did what she did, and 76 years now, teaching the youth of Marion how to dance, and even older people. Martha taught ballroom and things of that nature. Her and Joe were a tremendous pair in this community, and Martha remains a force in Marion, as well as her daughter Marilyn, who runs the Marion studio, and her daughter Suzanne, who runs the studio close to the Marion area. And I believe her other daughter, Luann, is involved in the dance business. And her son, Joey, who we all know around the Marion community. Quite a lady, Martha Dowse, and her whole family. Very good, dedicated people to a lot of things in Marion. All right, L&K restaurants are the subject today. Does anybody have any memories or interest in the old L&K restaurants? Obviously, a lot of people ate there. Now, Martha brought up another store downtown that we heard a lot about, Sutton and Leitner. Now, does anybody remember the old Sutton and Leitner store in downtown Marion? 740-383-9944. So the questions today, or at least the topics that we're talking about today, we're talking about the L&K restaurants, we're talking about the old theaters in Marion, the one on the West End, the Marion Theater, the Ohio Theater, the State Theater, the Blizzard of 1978. And there's also some memories today to talk about. Marion used to have, from my understanding, a Halloween parade. Now, I don't even know if you would be allowed to do that today, because people are kind of funny about Halloween, which is perfectly fine. But do you think we could have a Halloween parade today? And does anybody have memories of those old Halloween parades that used to happen in Marion? Now we all think about the popcorn parade, which is a great parade. But does anybody have any memories of the Halloween parade that used to be in Marion? Now that, I don't remember those. But I have heard a lot of people talk about those old Halloween parades. Does anybody remember what that was about? How did the Halloween parade happen, and did it have floats, or was it just kids dressed up for Halloween? Does anybody have any memories of the old Halloween parades? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Memories of the Halloween parades or the Christmas parades that we've had here in Marion. Now, we had them for a long time, and then they kind of went away for a little bit, but I think now they're back. Any memories of Christmas parades in Marion? And a subject that has always been of interest to me, now that we get on the subject of holidays, does anybody remember when Santa Claus used to be flown into the Southland Mall by helicopter every year? Does anybody remember that? Now, the one thing I can't remember was the mall open? I can't remember the circumstances around Santa Claus being flown in by helicopter. But it seems to me that a lot of people used to gather in the parking lot of the Southland Mall and wait for Santa Claus to be flown in. Does anybody remember that? And does anybody remember the years that that would have happened? Santa Claus coming in by helicopter at the Southland Mall. And I believe that the sheriff's station was the one that was flying Santa Claus in every year. So, does anybody want to check my facts on that? Santa Claus being flown into the Southland Mall by the Marion Sheriff's Department, the Blizzard of 1978, the old Halloween parades that used to happen here in Marion, and things that went on in downtown Marion, all those stores, Sutton and Leitner and Klein's and Euler's And of course, the Isley shop was downtown, and Snow's Racket store, which a lot of people have a lot of fond memories of. Any memories? Or the L&K restaurant, still sharing, talking about the old L&K restaurants. It's my understanding they were a very popular place to go in Marion, and I don't know if competition just got too strong, or what exactly happened there. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Also, talking about the building of Fair Park, and when did the Fair Park area start to develop as far as getting a grocery store and the little strip mall that's over there and the drive-through and the gas station and the bank that two banks were there at one point. Also had a Hardee's restaurant at one point. The Fair Park Diner was opened at one point. Does anybody remember the evolution of the Fair Park area? And that whole area there on Main Street, you know, that's kind of interesting too. Because Main Street has really, far down on the north end, become a real hub of commerce. Having a Rally's and a McDonald's and a Taco Bell and a lot of dollar stores and a Victor's Tacos and all kinds of shops. The only Dairy Queen in town is down there on North Main Street, some car lots. When did North Main Street start to become developed? Because I don't think people would consider that part of downtown. Now, North Main is not considered part of downtown, I don't think. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, there on Main Street between Center and Church on the west side, you had Snow's Racket Store, Marion Meat Market, Turner Hardware, the Isley Shop. There was one other that I can't remember. And then across the street was B.F. Goodrich Tire Store. And I can't remember all the ones on that side of the street. There were a couple. Well, a home restaurant was down in the next block. That was in the block across between Church and Columbia. Mary Lincoln Mercury was on the in that block. Dr. Yeager had his building there. Across the street was Bennett Chevrolet, and before that it was Midtown Chevrolet. And it was a Shellhorn Music Store in that block. Oh, there were just all kinds of places down there. can't think of it. Marco Motors was in there. That burned out in 1966, I think. 66 or 68.
Now, if you were in
a lot of stuff down there.
Yeah. Now, what would you say was probably the most popular store in downtown Marion?
Well, one time probably Kresge's and Woolworth's and Gallagher's. Gallagher Drugs was real popular.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of people talk. We've heard a lot of people talk about Gallagher's. What made Gallagher's so popular?
Yeah, well, it was one of that and Henning Cooper's were right across the street. So it was Gallagher's and Henning Cooper's were basically downtown Marion, and Jeweler Phillips and Frank Brothers and the Holly Shop. The Holly Shop was next to Gallagher's. There was Marion County Bank on the corner, and then the Holly Shop, and then Gallagher's, and then there was Moore's. I think it was a tire store or something in there. And then Kresge's was the next building. And then years later, then I think of his name. His brother had the place out on 309, the saddle shop or whatever it was. He had shoes in there. And Woolworth department store was in there, and then Kresge's was next. There was all kind of businesses downtown at one time. And then the malls come in, and that that ruined it.
They
had the Mr. J shop and Lennon's Furniture, OIF, just all kinds of places.
Used to be a very busy place, from my understanding.
Oh, it was thriving. It was, and the west side of town was even busier than downtown. That down, like where the Oakland Grill is, Bo's Ice Cream. There was the movie theater down there. Charlie and George can tell you a lot about that, especially George. George has a lot of information on that. George Casotas.
It's interesting. It's interesting what happened to the west side of Marion. I mean, it's still over there, and Dino's is still over there, and some gas stations and little places to go in. So it's nice to see that there's still some stuff going on over there.
Yeah, it was thriving at one time. It used to be a laundromat over there. Just all kinds of stuff.
Very interesting. Hey, thanks for the information.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, it's good to get information like that. Now, does anybody else have the memories of downtown Marion like that? 32 and a half minutes past the hour here on this morning program. We do this every day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Does anybody remember the places to go in downtown Marion that were the hot spots? Does anybody remember the West End being a very busy and well-developed area to go? Does anybody remember when the West End was very popular here in Marion? 740-383-9944. Also, now, I don't want to misstate this, but I think it was Euler's that ended up burning down. I know one of those very popular department stores downtown did end up burning down, but I can't remember if it was Euler's or which one it actually was. And I don't think it was open at the time. I don't think the business was still there. It was just the building that was left. Now, am I right about that? Was it Euler's that burned down downtown? And I remember, it seems, seeing pictures of the firefighters fighting this tremendous fire in a big structure in downtown Marion, but I can't remember if that's where Euler's was, or Kresge's, or which store that was in downtown Marion that eventually caught on fire and burned down. But as I say, I don't think the store was opened when the fire happened. I think the store had already long closed. Does anybody have any memories of that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Todd.
Yes.
It wasn't yours. That was where the old Marion Theater was at. Next to yours.
Oh, the old Marion Theater.
Yeah, there's a parking lot next to yours was the old Marion Theater. And when it was closed, as he says, it then burnt. But that was the old Marion Theater.
Oh, so the old Marion Theater is what caught on fire. It was not Euler's that caught on fire.
Right, it was the old Marion Theater that burnt.
Was there any department store in Marion that had caught on fire downtown?
Not that I can recall.
Okay. Well, hey, I thank you for the memory.
Right.
Well, it very well could have been the old theater downtown. Maybe it was the theater that I was seeing pictures of. Now, I, for some reason, recollected that it was a department store, but that could be wrong. Does anybody else have any memories of this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that went on downtown. Does anybody remember when the West End in Marion was doing very well? Or memories of the old L&K restaurants? That's always an interesting topic of discussion here on the program. Go ahead, caller.
Well, two of the big fires in downtown Marion, one was on the corner of Church and Main, was a furniture store. That was a big fire, and the National City Bank burned. That was another big fire. But other than that, I don't remember any other fires downtown.
Now, where was the National City Bank fire?
Well, right on the corner of Main and Center.
Oh, right, did they rebuild?
Oh, yeah, they rebuilt it.
Yeah, they rebuilt it. So was the old National City Bank as big as the one that they eventually rebuilt?
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, there's a lot of offices upstairs. There's a lot of attorneys and what have you in those buildings.
What year would that have been? Do you remember about what year that would have been?
Oh, boy. You know Carol Neidhart?
Yeah.
Carol Neidhart has written several books on Marion history, and he is probably a wealth of information. If you ever get him on an interview, he could tell you a lot of things that's going on in Marion.
I might have to give him a ring. Well, I appreciate that.
All righty.
I do think it's interesting. There were a lot of things that obviously went on in downtown Marion. And obviously there were a couple fires. Now, the National City Bank fire, I imagine, was a very big fire because the building was big, and obviously the store, or the National City Bank, did end up rebuilding. I got the frog in the throat this morning for some reason. But what other things were going on in downtown Marion? What would be a place you would go, or as we have talked about, the L&K restaurants? Does anybody have any memories of the old L&K restaurants, or the development of the Fair Park area here in town, or memories of the blizzard of 1978, or the Christmas parades, or the Halloween parades that used to take place here in Marion, or when Santa used to be brought in by helicopter by the Sheriff's Department to the Southland Mall? Did anybody ever attend that, or know how many years that went on? Or these theaters that were in Marion? The Marion Theater, the Ohio Theater, the State Theater, the theater that was on the west end of town. Does anybody have memories of those particular events? The North and South End drive-in theaters? Is that screen still up there where the North drive-in used to be? Does anybody know that? So many stores downtown, Klein, Jewelers, Sutton and Leitner. It was a very highly developed place, obviously, for many, many years, and did very well. And that's a great thing. Now, the West End, I was thinking about it. They still have Dino's and some gas stations and things over there and little mini marts, and that's good that people in that side of town still have a place to go to. But when did the development on Main Street, North Main, start to happen? Because I don't think that's ever really been considered part of downtown. Now, when did that development start? The building of the McDonald's down there, and the building of the Dairy Queen down there, and everything else that has followed over the years. Now, we've all seen the building of Rally's and Taco Bell and Victor's Tacos and Smith Cardinal, which was down there for so many years. But what started the development on North Main Street? Why did that start to become a developed area in Marion? And what other stores were in that area of North Main Street that are no longer there? Kind of like the Fair Park area. That became developed and has remained developed over the years. I know the Duke gas station there in Fair Park is still constantly busy. And I believe the grocery store there in Fair Park is still doing pretty well. When did those areas start to become developed? And does anybody have any memories of the development of those areas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're here. Would love to talk with you about these things. Like I say, it's always good to get the phone calls. That way, we can kind of converse, because there are a lot of things that I don't know about that I know that you do know about. Do want to remind you that the Alzheimer's Craft for a Cure Craft and Vendor Show is coming up, Crafts, Food, and Raffles, Saturday, October 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 2730 Harding Highway West. 2730 Harding Highway West, Saturday, October 5th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Alzheimer's Crafts for a Cure Craft and Vendor Show going on here in Marion. Do want to also let you know that if you ever want to pick up your prizes that you've won here on the air, the hours for pickup are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. is when you can pick up your prizes here at WWGH Radio. All right. Lots of Marion history on the table. Or is there something out there in Marion history that you want to talk about? Because I know last week we had Gallagher's and Snow's Racket Store. People call in about that, and that really kind of took off in its own little area. Go ahead, caller.
I was wondering if anyone remembered the old city buses that used to run. They're not like the little buses now. They were almost like the Coda buses in Columbus.
Oh. So did these run all day long, or was it just a certain time?
No, all day long. I grew up in the West End, and at the corner of Woodrow Bell Fountain, I believe it was, David, was like a bus stop where they would stop until they were on time to go on. And I used to catch the bus and ride downtown. And also the Halloween parade, a friend of mine, we were in the Halloween parade. One of us was dressed as a cannibal, and the other one as a lion with a rope around its neck.
Now, what did the Halloween was it just about the kids walking around Marion?
I think so. It seems like it was, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, did it have a particular route that it went on, or did it just...
I just remember going down Center Street.
Yeah, I remember people talking about the Halloween parade, but I don't think I've ever seen any pictures. Do you know when that kind of went away?
No, I don't. As the previous caller said, though, Carol Neidhart he's got all kinds of information on that stuff. Mm. And another thing I wanted to mention was about the blizzard. We live on Smelter Road close to Pleasant, and we were without power for like 4 days. But Owens Road had power. So therefore, Pleasant School set up a shelter. And they sent out their school buses to pick up people down here at the trailer park that was without power.
Oh, isn't that interesting? I know a lot of the trailer parks were that was a dangerous place to be. That's where I heard a lot of people using the gas stoves to try to heat them because they were without power.
Yeah, right. Yeah. My son and my husband, well, my mom and grandma lived in town, and they didn't have it nearly as bad as we did, but they were worried about us, and an elderly relative lived next door, which next door isn't like 10 or 15 foot out here, it's a ways down. And we had a fireplace, so they wanted us to go get her and bring her over here because we did have a fireplace. So my husband and son went over to get her, and on her coffee table was a glass of water that was frozen solid. So,
oh my gosh.
It was getting pretty cold, and they did get her, and they had an awful time getting back home here with the wind blowing.
Well, thank goodness they got her.
Yeah, they did.
Mm.
And then to follow up on that story, my mom and my grandma in town were worried, and there was an emergency phone number set up for National Guard. So they called them, and National Guard came out here and picked up my daughter, Amy, who was just little at the time, and the elderly relative, and took them into town.
Huh. Well, thank God for the National Guard.
Right, in their big trucks. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, thanks for all those memories. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and one other thing. I may be wrong on this. If I was thinking the L&K on the West End was like the turnaround place for the Shoot-the-Loop. Now, I would be interested if anyone really knows that, but I was thinking it was.
Hmm. We'll see if anybody knows.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, the L&K restaurant on the West End. Now, was that the area where people shot the loop? We talked a lot about the loop last week and what was the significance of it? I always hear people today talking about, oh, we're going to go up and shoot the loop like they used to. But I don't really know if they do it like they used to or if they're doing it the proper way. But was there an L&K restaurant in that area? Does anybody remember that? 740-383-9944. Or does anybody have any memories of the busing system that used to be in Marion, which apparently was a mass transit system unlike anything that we have today? Now, I've always thought that a busing system would be a tremendous thing for Marion, because I just think, you know, to me, buses are great. I don't think people lose a lot of time waiting on buses. I think that you can get where you're going by bus. I just think it's a nice little thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I've got a couple things.
Sure.
The theater was in Oakland Heights, and it was called the Oakland Theater, and it might have been called the Star. I'm not certain about that, but it was the Oakland Theater. It was on David Street, down, clear down, where Haps Ohio used to be there, right next to it, and so that was the Oakland Theater.
Hmm. Very interesting. Was it just like a movie house, or was it a place with...
No, it was a movie theater.
Oh, the movie theater.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we always called it the Oakland Theater, but I'm not certain. It might have been the Star. I'm not sure.
Oh, interesting.
And another thing, speaking of Sutton and Leitner in the mall, when my daughter was getting ready for her senior pictures at school, and she wanted a sweater, so we looked all over town, which... Sutton and Leitner was a little pricey for me, because I worked at JCPenney's for years. But anyway, she found the sweater at Sutton and Leitner's. It was a little pricey, but we got it. She had her picture taken in it. And she threw the sweater in the hamper to be washed. And my husband, I was working, and my husband, he was a real helper. And he decided to do the wash, so he washed the sweater in hot water, which was, the sweater was mostly wool.
Mm.
Threw it in the dryer. It came out like a doll size sweater. But she did get her picture taken in it.
She got her picture and she got the pricey sweater, but after that it was only fit for a doll.
It was fit for a doll.
Well, I thank you for calling in. Those are great memories.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man. I tell you, you have to be careful when you do the wash. Even today, as clothes have become a little easier to wash, you still have to pay attention to those tags. And make sure you're not doing the wrong thing. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, coming up on 50 minutes past the hour, 10 minutes left in the program today. Does anybody have any memories of these stores that were in downtown Marion, like Sutton and Leitner and Klein's and Kresge's and Snow's Racket Store, or the development of the West End? Or does anybody remember an L&K restaurant being kind of where the Loop was in Marion, when people used to shoot the Loop in downtown Marion? That's an interesting thing to talk about. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's me again. The bus garage was up on North State Street, you know, where Short Street comes in and intersects before Patton.
Right.
The garage there, the building is still there. It's a self-repair garage where you can take vehicles in and repair them yourself. But that's where the bus garage was, and it was owned by a man by the name of Christian. I went to school with his daughter.
So
that ran back in the 50s. And don't think it got much up into the 60s, because the buses were all getting older, and of course he was getting older.
So these buses ran all the time?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was a full size bus. It wasn't quite as big as the Coda buses, but it was pretty much that size.
Interesting. Now, what was the man's name who ran him?
Christian. His last name was Christian. I don't remember his first name.
Oh, that's interesting.
All righty.
Yep. Thank you. I always kind of wish we had a bus system like that now, because I think taking buses are kind of nice. You know, not everybody likes to drive, and not everybody likes to pay for gasoline. And when you have a bus system that's running all the time and running good routes, I think a lot of people would take it if it was available all the time. I think more and more people are actually taking the bus now than maybe they were 10 years ago. I think it's a little interesting what's happening in society. 51.5 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly talking about a lot here this morning. Remember, if the phone lines are busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. But phone lines are open currently, 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember the Halloween parades here in Marion? The Christmas parades, the stores that were in downtown Marion, the drive-ins, the North and South drive-in. Is the screen still there for the North drive-in? The L&K restaurants. Was there an L&K restaurant in downtown Marion that was in the area where people used to shoot the loop? Does anybody remember this? The Isley Shop. The Shovel Restaurant. Still haven't heard a lot about Dorothy, who used to run the Fair Park Sundries over in the Fair Park area. Seems like one day she just disappeared. And it seems to me like it was a drugstore. That there was it was a pharmacy. That there was a pharmacist in there with Dorothy, that I think he was the pharmacist. I'm not sure she was a pharmacist. I think she just kind of ran the front counter. But does anybody remember Dorothy, who was over in the Fair Park area? And she had to be there 30 years or something like that, maybe even longer. I don't think she went out of business till the 90s. I can't believe there are no memories of Dorothy in the Fair Park Sundries. That seemed to be a very hot place to go when I was younger. I certainly remember her. Does anybody else? 740-383-9944. Does anybody else have any memories of going in and eating in the LK restaurant? What kind of things would you eat when you were in there? Or were there other places in town, kind of like the LK, where you would go and eat? Now, the Royal Buffet, a lot of people have mentioned that, and I think that's where Denny's is now. But did that... I don't know if there was any... Was that a connection to the LK? Did the LK own the Royal Buffet? They might have. There might have been some connection there. And I don't know if it went out of business the same time that the LK did or not. Or is there anything else you would just like to throw out there and see if anybody else has any memories of? 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. Still have 6 minutes left to go here in this morning, on this morning. 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you and have you share your memories of a time in yesteryear where things were different, fun. You know, I don't think it's so much that things are bad or good now versus then. I think things are just different. And there's nothing wrong with a little difference in people's life. Things have to change. What is the saying? The only thing constant in life is change. Of course, memories of the blizzard of 78. That was a very interesting story from the caller about how the glass of water was frozen on the coffee table and the National Guard was out during the blizzard of 1978 with their big trucks. What a periling, heralding event that must have been. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
excuse me. the gentleman said that you should contact Carol Neidhart.
Right.
He would be a good one for you to get on your station or on your program as a guest or a, you know, because he would take up a whole half hour or more. And he's very knowledgeable about Marion, Ohio.
He certainly does have a wealth of knowledge about this area. And it's, you know, it's been said for years that he was the one who might be putting the pennies on the grave of the Gypsy Queen out in St. Mary's Cemetery, but
okay.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I know his mother. I may just ask her.
Yeah.
Or Carol himself when I see him, but he's not in good health since he fell off the ladder. But when I talked to his mother the other day and said he's doing pretty good, but he would certainly enjoy him very much.
I've met him a couple times, and he certainly does know a lot of things about the Marion area.
Oh, yes, he does. And so if he would call in, he would probably talk to you for half an hour, you know, different things. And I would love to talk to him more, but I got the home health nurse here in just a minute. But I would like to call you back and talk about Uptown and North Main Street.
Yeah, we'll be doing it again tomorrow. Give us a call tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Yeah, and remember, this show's on every day from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and we do want to keep this line of conversation going as far as Marion history goes, so tell people out in Marion to tune in, because maybe they would like to contribute to this show and share their memories. And if you happen to know Carol Neidhart, call him and tell him, hey, turn it to this station. They talk a lot about history every morning between 8 and 10 a.m., and maybe something will spark his interest and he will call in one morning. But we still got some time here, 57 and a half minutes past the hour. Does anybody want to share any more memories of downtown Marion, uptown and downtown, the L&K restaurants, the North and South Drive-In, the theaters in Marion, West End, Marion, Ohio State, Fair Park Sundries and Dorothy, who ran that for so many years, Snow's Racket Store. L&K is the one that's of interest to me today, because did L&K own the Royal Buffet? And did the Royal Buffet remain there after the L&K? How about memories of the smorgasbord? This might be something that we could talk about. I love the smorgasbord bread pudding, but I think all the people who were connected with the smorgasbord, who owned it and prepared the food, are no longer with us at this point. I believe that's right. Is anybody left who worked at smorgasbord or... just in my head there. Well, anybody who worked for the smorgasbord. Any memories of that? That used to be a happening place in Marion. Busy all the time in the Marion Plaza. But does anybody remember the development of the east end of town? Certainly that development has just continued over time and continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. 740-383-9944. Don't forget the mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on after this show today, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. And then we've also got Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5, and the Mike Wilson Show from 5:10 to 6. So a full day of programming here on WWGH Radio, along with a whole lot of other great programs. But this program is on every Monday through Friday, 8:10 a.m. until 10 a.m. Tell your friends about the history of Marion, tell everybody what we're talking about, and tell them to call in, because we love hearing the stories. We tape everything here at this station, and love to know what is on your mind. I think that's going to bring this show to a close on this Monday morning, but we'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, Adam Lepp coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare switch the dial.
Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk at Bloomingdale's different store to sell.